What is the overall quality of life then of somebody who has a thrombotic microangiopathy?
So if the disease is diagnosed early and the treatment is appropriate, they usually should have a good life expectancy. But at the same time, they are at risk for certain long-term chronic diseases. So patients, if they had kidney involvement, they're at risk for chronic kidney disease. If they had brain involvement, then they're at risk for cognitive dysfunction and depression. And if their heart was involved, then they're at risk for cardiomyopathy or heart problem or hypertension. So as you follow these patients regularly, you should be screened for all this chronic disorder that they may develop over time.
With good therapy, though, and routine follow-up, the life expectancy should be really pretty good. What are the chances, then, of somebody who has a genetic form of TTP or atypical HUS will pass that condition on to their children?
So congenital TTP is usually transmitted as autosomal recessive disease. That means you need to get one genetic defect from each parent, while atypical HUS can present in both autosomal dominant or autosomal recessive. So if somebody is affected with atypical HUS in an autosomal dominant fashion, meaning there's a 50% chance that their offspring will have or will carry that mutation. But just carrying the mutation may not be enough to cause symptoms.
Where can someone find more information about TMA if they're looking on the web?
So one of the websites is unckidneycenter.org. The other one is Atypical HUS Foundation. The third one is Genetics Home Reference.